The search continues for a missing Valley geologist last seen on June 23rd. 24-year-old Danny Robinson was last seen leaving a work site near Sun Valley Parkway and Cactus Road in Buckeye. Nearly a month later, Robinson's 2017 Blue Jeep Renegade was spotted in a ravine just a few miles from that work site on its side with his wallet, cell phone, and keys still on the scene. Danny's father, David Robinson, recently relocated here from South Carolina to look for his son and joins us now on Arizona's Morning News. Thank you for doing this. Appreciate it. A GoFundMe account to help fund the search has raised over $130,000 so far. You've hired a private investigator. Buckeye police say they're still looking for Danny. Please update us on the search. What's going on? Any new developments?
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
Sure.
Well, we continue to look for Daniel. We have the search this Saturday from 6:45 for a safety briefing, and we'll be going on today. So the search is still on. We're still looking. We're following every lead. Thanks for the support of the community. We're finally starting to hear back from the Buckeye Police Department. So the continued support is very important. We thank you.
What are police telling you about their search? And also, what do you make about his cell phone, wallet, and keys being found, but he hasn't?
Well, it's been a while to hear from the Buckeye Police Department. Like I say, we're going to keep on continuing our fight. We're starting to hear from them now. We're still trying to work our way to understand what's going on with the evidence that was found. We're still trying to get it moved up to a possible criminal case. That way the Buckeye Police Department can continue doing a search with, do warrants and things like that, do a little bit more. So we're still pushing them to do more to continue this search.
We are talking with the father of missing Valley geologist Danny Robinson, David Robinson, who has moved here essentially to the Valley to help look for his son.
Do you know if police are considering the fact that he may have been carjacked somewhere else and he wasn't with his vehicle when it was crashed?
Yeah, I heard a lot of rumors like that. We're still searching. I have my private investigator working with him. We're following every lead, everything. Nothing's off the table. And I really continue to fight for that search.
Once again, I can't imagine what you're going through. I'm a dad, so I know what it's like to fiercely love a child. But I have to ask this. There's no easy way to ask this. Is there anything you've learned to give you hope that he may still be alive? What is your gut telling you, David?
Well, every time the days go by, of course, it's been 3 months. You know, I'm a man of faith, so I continue to believe that one day I'm going to find my son alive. However, you know, with everything going on with the evidence, the way things look, it always tugs at your faith. Of course, you want to think otherwise, but I'm going to continue believing. I don't have anything that indicate that my son is out there walking somewhere, but you know what? I'm still keeping my faith.
Well, I know Jamie's going to join me in praying for your son and your family, but what else can we and our listeners do to help?
Well, you can go to pleasehelpfinddaniel.com, show your support. We have a petition there. Also, you have information to keep up what's going on with the investigation. We actually also just reach out to Buckeye Police Department and ask them to do more. You know, we're really trying to push them to do that. Also, you know, just be aware that it's not just a Daniel's problem. It's the world's problem. We have a lot of cases of people missing. A lot of families don't have the opportunity to even get a chance to speak about their loved ones. So I'm talking to a lot of them. I'm trying to advocate for them also. So just try to keep your support, and we would appreciate that.
Can you repeat that website for us again slowly so our listeners can remember this?
Yes, it's called pleasehelpfinddaniel.com.
Okay.
Pleasehelpfinddaniel.com.
Pleasehelpfinddaniel.com. And also, was he planning a trip out into the desert area as a geologist, or was it unexpected for him, his vehicle to be found out there?
Yes, it's unexpected for him to leave his work site. Daniel's a hard worker. He loved his job. He's a geologist, and he had a chance to move here for the first time, first job, you know, out here in Arizona, working with something he enjoyed. That morning when he was missing, we didn't have any indication of what caused him to want to drive off or what happened to him after that point.
All right. David, thanks for joining with us this morning. And
Thank you.
And like I said, we're going to be praying for you. And it's, what was it again?
Please help find Daniel.com.
Pleasehelpfinddaniel.com. Once again, that's David Robinson, the father of Danny Robinson, a geologist here in the Valley who's been missing since June 23rd.